and gentlemen, boys and ghouls, step right up. Behind this curtain lies a ghastly concoction of delight, horror, fantasy, and terror. Your every wish is our command. Your every whimsical desire brought to life. But I'm warning you, there's always a price. Welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's special edition of the Kurt and Jeff Show. This is going to be a little different than what we did. If you listened last week, we did a special public service announcement about domestic violence. We actually recorded that yesterday in the car. I was just giving Jeff a hard time about his wife and everything, picking on him.
And I haven't heard it yet, so fuck you in advance.
I figure what you can do is we're going to make this a three-part episode. To come out, you know, 3 weeks in a row for the special edition on Wednesday. The first one we're gonna have just as public service announcement. This will be our second one, and then the third one we'll play the whole episode so you can see, you know, how the idea came to pass.
The idea came to pass. Fuck you. There's no idea come to pass. You're fucking giving me shit because I was fighting with my wife. And when you're
married, let's get an update on that. How's it going with your wife and everything?
That's fine.
You guys kiss and make up and everything?
Oh, yeah, we made up. We're fine. Uh-huh. She got over it. Kinda. Oh, she got over the pissy part. I mean.
Okay. Just checking in, making sure she didn't hit you or nothing, did she? Just raise your hand.
Oh my God, like I'd fucking tell you.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and play the public service announcement for Jeff so he can hear it. And he can comment. We'll pause if we need to and talk about it as we go. So we'll hit play. We're going to have our music coming. And like I said, I'm smoking cigarettes. Jeff's eating his lunch, so might be some pauses in here.
Or choking noises as I'm trying to eat. This motherfucker did this without me.
This is a special intervention podcast for Jeff. He got in trouble over the weekend.
Fuck you, Kurt. Yeah, there you go. Right in sync. Fuck you, asshole.
Let me interject right here real quick. Let everybody know what's going on. This is going to be a public service announcement for domestic violence. We're going to make a stand against this. It's a little different from most of the podcasts that we do. I know in the past we've discussed, you know, how suicide bombers and people flying planes into buildings, stuff that's, you know, probably bad. They've also taken a stand that euthanasia is probably a pretty good idea for, you know, the survival of our species. Once somebody reaches a certain age in our society and they're no longer productive.
Was I sitting here when you were doing that?
No.
You know, okay, you did that separate. Bastard. You fucking piece of shit.
Well, he didn't check in with his old lady, got her mad. So, let me ask you something. She ever beat you? She ever hurt you or anything? I mean, it's okay, look. Well, if you saw her anyways, just shake your head. She'll never know. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Does the laughter give you the answer? I'm not a silent victim.
Okay, I'm gonna jump right back in here again. As Jeff said, you know, he was laughing and stuff and said he wasn't a silent victim. Now, I would like to point out sometimes, you know, people do use laughter as a means to cope with things.
You're a fucking dick!
Just look at Robin Williams.
That's not gonna play Prosser, though, is it?
They didn't hear this before.
Oh, dude, she gonna beat the fuck out of you.
You sure did. I'm sure that was the second wife. gonna eat my lunch in peace, you bastard. I fucking knew it.
One of the common things that happens a lot in situations with domestic violence and people getting beat up and stuff is that they try to run and hide from the situation. So, a lot of times they don't want to talk about it. They like to change the subject, run up to just avoiding you or going to, you know, other places. Sometimes, you know, if you're a friend, you got to keep one to them. And I really dig to get at, you know.
How did you not laugh doing this? Kurt, you're gonna fucking pay dearly for this one.
If she bullies you, you know, bullying is bad.
Is this recording? Yeah. Let me go on the record right now. Kurt's got a serious fucking payback coming to him for this shit. You're a dick. I was not born fat. I got fat.
Uh-huh.
Serious.
You ever called a little fat cunt as a kid?
No.
That didn't start till you got adult?
Yeah. Don't make me choke on my beefaroni, you motherfucker.
Yeah, like that was really beefaroni.
I will haunt your ass. You don't get any of my ashes.
Our part for the community, you know? Give a public service announcement.
Good Lord, dude. I'd have been dying trying to do that. I'd have been laughing my ass off.
Gave me something to do yesterday.
What, other than jerk off?
I did that twice. Good, at least you're back with Ronnie and no fighting or anything like that.
Back with Ronnie, never left her.
Oh, you're fighting with her.
Big deal, that happens.
Mm-hmm. So was there a lot of yelling and arguing?
No. Let it take its fucking toll, and she got over it. Called me an asshole, and I agreed, yeah. And then that was the end of it, pretty much.
Verbal abuse is still abuse.
It's not abusive, it's true. I'm an asshole and you're a fucking dick.
Of course.
So, fuck you. Fuck you, Carl. Fuck you, Kurt. And the list goes on and on. Fuck you.
Yeah, you got into it with Alan a little bit today about Carl.
I didn't get into it.
Well, you told him about everything.
Well, hell yeah, I did. Because Carl was a dick again today. That's pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Elvira picture. All the horror characters.
Yeah. With her titties hanging out.
Yay. You know she's burned in like 90% of her body or something?
She's what?
Burned. She got burned when she was a kid or whatever, and the costume's specially designed to hide all the scars.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it'd be like fucking a piece of bacon.
Yeah. Or actual fried bologna, you know.
Be more like a fried fish stick, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, he got on to about Carl. I guess they're going to go through and do your numbers and figure out where you're sitting and everything.
Well, I asked him to do that.
Yeah.
Since, you know, I was working at 35%.
Just for one day.
What the fuck ever. He can kiss my fucking ass.
Oh, like I say, he told me you're going to be my bitch probably certainly in the next week, or this week, beginning of next, helping me out with all my orders and shit. Like
it's probably going to be beginning of next, because then I have to open up these other two orders that are left.
Right.
But
no hurry. I'm still way ahead. But he said he's trying to get us even further ahead because we got all the marching cases coming up next month. Mm-hmm. And they're one after the other, and those slow me down. So he wants to make sure we got plenty
that
of
that was one of the other things he was going to go over with me, what I was going to do afterwards. He said normally they like the cases done by the middle of the month, around the 15th. Today's the 7th, and I'm getting ready to start my last order.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, as far as doing my cases go, I'm right on fucking schedule. There's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So Carl's just being a dick.
Right. Well, they said they're coming down on him a little bit too. The whole thing out here is they're getting ready to redo our production rate. And do a speed test, see where everybody's sitting at. And they're still basing your numbers on Javier and the people before him. And you're never going to be up to that speed. My stuff's still being based all off of the last guy that was here for 30 years.
No, being as I don't snort coke, I will never hit that fucking speed. That motherfucker had to be doing something to go that fast.
Well, they had to hire 4 people to take his job whenever he left. Mm-hmm. Do the same thing he was doing. And we've never fucked up as bad as he has either, you know. A lot of his shit was bad. And he would argue about it. I mean, he was piece rate. He just wanted the money. He didn't care.
Bit of good comic book news.
Oh, cool. Looks like Spider-Man might be crossing over with the Avengers. Oh, they already said Avengers 3 is going to have less of the cast. A lot of the originals aren't coming back. It's going to be like a alt cast, like the reserve members.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know. Like I said, I mean, that's something with Thanos, with everything going towards that, they need to stick with the main members.
Now I know they're taking redoing all the cast for the next X-Men movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not going to redo the cast. They're just going to use different members. It's going to be an expanded roster.
It's going to be an all-new lineup for the cast.
Mm.
They came through and said it's going to be a whole different set of heroes for that one, not the original cast that they have.
I just hope they don't mess up Avengers 3. I want my Infinity Gauntlet and shit to start going up in price.
Fuck everything else, just make my comic book more expensive.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about the money.
Well, they've done it all right so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, they've got a good track record for what they're doing. Whether or not they can stick to it or not, I don't know, because they're upping their number of movies are popping out.
Mm-hmm.
However, the demand is there.
Like I said, the Guardians of the Galaxy, I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was. It was a good movie. And it sounds like, you know, Ant-Man's shaping up to be a good one, too. It looks like it's going to be a prequel to the new Avengers, because it comes out like 2 months or something after the Avengers. But it's going to be...
Right, and they said they're talking about it being a flashback type movie.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying that Pym did invent the Ultron, that Tony Stark just resurrects an old program and brings it up, and he's the one that actually makes the Ultron, but it was based on Henry Pym's original idea.
Right.
So they're keeping it, you know, kind of in the comic book, you know, universe.
Right.
Which is, for me, is a great, you know, big selling point.
And awkward silence.
Yeah, oh, well.
You smoke and I eat my hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Love them hot dogs.
It's a deep fried bacon dog, dude.
They look good.
They taste good. They're fucking salty, though.
You should be loving that.
Oh, fuck you, chomo homo.
Mm-hmm. Beefaroni yesterday and hot dogs today.
So?
I see a theme developing here.
Yeah. Me knocking you on your ass.
Just picture me as Carl. That'll help.
No, you really don't want that.
No.
I'll use a hammer. Last thing you'll hear is, by the All-Father Odin, and see a hammer come down, and that's it.
I watched that Leprechaun Origins last night. That movie sucked. It sucked bad. I guess they're trying to reboot the Leprechaun franchise, and they didn't get Warwick Davis to do it. Yeah, it was bad.
That's because Warwick Davis can command a decent price, now he's done 100 movies.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole point of the Leprechaun movie is that he was talking, he was a wisecracking, you know, evil character, kind of like Freddy. You know, that was an appeal to him. And this time, the Leprechaun didn't even talk at all through the whole movie. Grunted a few times, that was about it, and squealed. And he looked like a demon, he didn't look like a Leprechaun.
Kind of like when you jerk off, huh?
Uh-huh. Hey, you sat next to the stall next to me while I did it.
I got my headphones on, dude, I don't want to hear nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially coming from your stall.
You just see my feet shaking, huh?
I didn't even look, dude. Don't wanna. You know what's fucked up is I got a visual. And that's just fucking wrong.
I do it twice a day out here. We're bound to cross paths sometime.
Okay. And on that note, it's time for me to do my check-in, so we don't have to do another domestic violence special episode.
Okay.
You cocksucker.
Well, that'll be it then for this week's special edition of the Kurt and Jeff Show. Tune in next week so you can hear the whole episode we taped yesterday in its entirety. You can see where this whole idea came from. I'm Kurt. Come on.
And I'm fucking Jeff.
Have fun, everybody. See you next week. Getting high, I'm playing a game where no one's supposed to win.